All this is Apostle Thompson. We're going to our meditation today. I want you to know that God loves you and that Jesus is your Savior. You who are born again on these meditations, most of us are born again, your life is hidden with God in Christ. And there are some things you have to know. You have to understand doctrine before you can get to a lifestyle and then before you go into warfare. You have to get the teaching straight before you can go into living what the Bible teach. And my God, before you go into warfare, you got to have your teaching straight and your walk straight. So I'll be hitting some pretty difficult things to try to clear some things up about God's grace. And I want you to be on the receiving end that the Lord can revolutionize your life. And that you will not be living with an unrestful conscience. Because when your conscience is not sure about the revelation of God's grace, it will constantly be speaking to you, somebody got to pay for it, somebody got to pay for it, somebody got to pay for it. When you understand grace and the blood of Jesus and the finished work of Christ, you know it's already paid for. And that when you repent, you're not approaching God to be forgiven. You're approaching God and thanking him because of Christ, what Christ did. You already forgiven. That's the New Testament in the 8th chapter of Hebrews. We have a better covenant. And God said he'd remember our sin no more. And he's the God of mercy. So to understand this, in our meditation is in Romans chapter 9, verse 1. It says, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. So that conscience must be clear. So here's the meditation. Not understanding the supply of God's grace, we mostly unknowingly live a life of condemnation. In our meditation this morning, we want to clear this up in your life. Living a life of no condemnation cannot be received unless you fully understand that God has, through Christ on the cross, in his finished work, have paid for all your sins, past, present, and future. Know when you miss the mark, you're forgiven in Christ, and acknowledge your forgiveness, and thank God that in Christ you are forgiven. Remember, every time you need to repent, God's goodness will lead you to repentance or lead you there. Now, this you have to pay close attention to this because our conscious unrestful will give us problem after problem. Your conscience says, somebody got to pay for it, somebody got to pay for it, somebody pay. You don't understand grace, you don't understand your forgiveness, then something will hit your body will pay for it, or your family will pay for it, or your finance will pay for it. That conscience will constantly bother you unless you bring it into clarity with the Holy Spirit, the truth, and understanding that the grace of God or the cross of God, that the righteousness of God has you covered as a child of God. You cannot confess all your sin because you don't know all your sin. But here's a lesson that you need to know, and I'll try to take up more on this in our future meditation. Here in Romans chapter 2, verse 4, this verse is so clear. It says, oh, despisest thou the riches of his goodness? Or he said, despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering? Notice his goodness, forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth to repentance. Not being preached that you're going to hell every Sunday or every week. Not feeling down and out because you made a mistake. Know that you're forgiven in Christ and the blood got you covered. And know that God's goodness, God's love, God's forbearance, God's long-suffering going to lead you. And his love going to lead you to repent and thank him that you know you're forgiven in Christ. And go on with your life and rejoice in the things of God. And learn more about Christ. I'll be talking with you more about this, but I just want you to be under no condemnation. In Romans chapter 8, verse 1, it said, there's no condemnation to them that who are in Christ Jesus. Actually, the translators added that walk out not after the flesh, but after the spirit. The verse in the original really says in Romans 8 and 1, there's no condemnation of them who are in Christ Jesus. Why? Because he took all our condemnation, and we receive grace, the abundant grace, and the gift of righteousness, and reign in life through Christ. Just listen to this meditation and look over some scripture that I've given you and see yourself delivered and free from all condemnation, punishment, judgment, in which a lot of time ignorance and lack of knowledge have brought this on our lives, that we can be free to serve the Lord, free even if you make a mistake, knowing that God forgives you and acknowledge it, and God loves you, and God wants you to have the best. God bless.